Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In the Pacific Ocean, north of Seattle, there's an orca whale nicknamed Taliqua. For 17 days, she kept the body of her dead calf afloat on a 1,000-mile tour of grief. It just ended. For mammals like whales and us, losing a child is the most painful of all tragedies. Whales and their dolphin cousins have been known to stay with stillborn calves, although never this long. But then, this child was special. It died shortly after becoming the first southern resident killer whale born alive in 3 years. That's right, 3 years. There are only 75 of these particular orcas left in the world, down from 120 years ago. Climate change and overfishing have clobbered their main food supply, sockeye salmon. Pollution has compromised their health and reproductive capacity. Scientists have found orcas full of PCBs, pesticides, and flame retardants, not to mention plastic bags. In some parts of the world, orcas and other whales are doing okay, despite the odds, but there's something about orcas in peril anywhere that's particularly troubling. That's because they're big, beautiful, and a lot like us. They live in extended families, from grandparents on down. They mate outside their clans to avoid the genetic problems of interbreeding. And they are very smart. Their brains are 4 times the size of ours, with deep folds that, in humans at least, indicate higher intelligence. Orcas develop complex hunting techniques. They pass that knowledge along to kids in future generations. They have better language skills than apes and some politicians. They've even developed local dialects. They can sing, unlike me. So why did Taliqua drag her dead child around for 17 days? Here's a theory. This wasn't just maternal grief. This was a demonstration, a protest, an act of desperation. You see, Taliqua did not swim those 1,000 miles alone. She was accompanied by other orcas in the kind of public funeral you sometimes see after a terrorist attack or a school shooting. I think orcas are smart enough to know they face extinction, and that only one thing can save them, us. This was a deliberate attempt to get our attention, to get us to change our ways by piercing our consciousness and our hearts. Let's hope it's not too late, and that this grieving mother's poignant gesture does not go unanswered. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.